Believe it or not, small businesses are still responsible for employing the bulk of New Yorkers. And to help their work, the regional offices of the state's Small Business Development Center provided direct support to more than 26,000 small businesses in 2021. To discuss what this outreach consisted of and what it meant for nearly 2,000 startups, we're checking in with Sonia Smith, State Director for the New York Small Business Development Center. Welcome to the Capitol Press Room, Sonia.
Thank you for having me, David.
So what's the backstory of the Small Business Development Center? How did it get started? Who funds it? And what's your mandate?
So the Small Business Development Centers is a program that is a partnership with federal, state, and local organizations. And local organizations can be other nonprofit or resource partners, but mostly our host institutions, which are college and university settings. The program is over 40 years old. It is a national program, so each of the states, as well as U.S. territories, have an SBDC to serve all of the counties within their territories in their state. It is access to small businesses and entrepreneurs across the nation. New York was one of the original SBDCs that came into the program over 40 years ago to provide technical assistance in educational programming, as well as advocacy and awareness of the different small business laws and legislations that affect the entrepreneurs and small businesses within New York. And so the services are free and confidential for everyone that is looking to start a business, grow their business, or looking to sustainability or succession planning. There is resources available to anyone in each of those counties. The mandate as well for small businesses or for the SBDC, as I mentioned, we work with any business that is a small business of any size, of any industry, and no matter where they're located within the state of New York.
2021 was reportedly a record year for the state's small business development centers, according to the press release I got. Why was it a record year?
Well, it was a record year because of great partnerships. So as I mentioned, that federal, state, and local partnership. So it's that public-private partnership of working with individuals that have different expertise. So we've worked with different lenders on PPP and EIDL, especially our resource partners, SBA, who were the administered the funding federally for the federal government. With those partnerships, we were able to get more awareness and outreach about what is available not only for disaster lending, but for entrepreneurs and small businesses across the nation, but definitely in the state of New York. So with that, with Empire State Development or the Small Business Administration or any of our local and host institutions, we were able to cross market and cross collaborate on education out to our entrepreneurs. And so that made it very helpful for everyone. It was a win-win situation for the small businesses in New York to be able to capitalize and benefit and take advantage of those resources. So it ended up being a record year by us collaborating and being very intentional with serving our communities.
Any recurring issues that came up during 2021? I mean, I have to imagine a lot of COVID-related questions and concerns, especially trying to navigate the available federal and state grants and loans and other assistance that was available.
A lot of the hurdles came into understanding the application process or what or how they can access the funds. So that came up during the pandemic and just in general. I just had a meeting about access to capital post-pandemic world. So financing has always been a concern for small business owners, even pre-pandemic. What's available, understanding what's available, how to go through an application process, what's the education they have to continue to be successful after they get the lending, looking at their break-even analysis. You know, entrepreneurs and small business owners are really good at whatever service and product. They have that passion for that. The business side of it is where we come in with our advisors and consultants and our resource partners is to educate them to be successful on the marketing aspects or the business model and the financials in order to understand the whole holistic view of owning a business and the support that they can have from individuals that have nothing to gain from it, but to see the clients to be successful. So we saw that during the pandemic, and especially in 2021, is learning the financial literacy part of it, getting some platforms and understanding of getting their books up to date and having a proper accounting system. It was very important, especially for minority business owners and individuals that did not understand the disaster lending and what was available, to have all of that ready for an application process.
A year ago, the state began accepting applications from small businesses for grants worth up to $50,000, which would be administered from a pool of $800 million to fund expenses from the first 13 months of the pandemic. Do you have any sense of how much of that money ended up getting distributed in 2021? And is this something that the SBDC is still trying to help small businesses access in 2022?
The portals have closed for the disaster lending, both for PPP and EIDL. For 2021, we have assisted business owners with over $107 million in PPP lending. And so that was the Paycheck Protection Program for employers to be able to cover their employees and get people back to work. So that was really important for job support across New York State and getting the money to the individuals that need it to, you know, pay rent or for food and things like that nature. So even if the business was not essential, it was really still important to not have everyone on unemployment. And so having $107 million into businesses to pay employees was fantastic to get people back to work and getting businesses open and keeping them open. And then for EIDL, which was the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, we assisted with $52 million in getting funding out to those who needed to cover overhead expenses and things of that nature to keep their business open, or if they were updating their space for safety precautions, that was also included. There was a lot of different things that they can utilize the funds for their business. So I would say that's, you know, a combination of $160 million in disaster loans. Of course, the restaurant revitalization was really important for our industry here in New York, and we assisted with $26 million in those grant funds. Overall, with the disaster funding, we really did our job, really tried to assist and be the boots on the ground to make sure these businesses stayed open or continue to be sustainable.
So the report on 2021 that came out notes that you helped nearly 2,000 new startups. Does that represent a large number of your business that you guys do, a tiny portion of it? How do startups figure into this landscape of help that you try to offer each year?
So startups are about one third of our portfolio. Before the pandemic, we would serve about 9,000 clients. Of course, it has doubled during the pandemic of the outreach and the services, especially with the CARES Act funding to be able to hire new staff. So that as I mentioned, that number has doubled with the amount of clients that we served. And as I mentioned, the breakdown between startups as well as established businesses, over time, a lot of the businesses that we work with or serve have been established because of the different specialty programs we have on MWBE certification, as well as our platform called BidLinks, which is a matchmaker platform for government procurement and international trade. So there is that specialty programs of expanding markets and expanding their revenue streams into different areas. And so we do have that breakdown of one third to two third of our startups to establish businesses. And our startup businesses and entrepreneurs come to us for industry research, business model, as well as business planning assistance, financial projections, and looking at opportunities for different lending sources, ways for them to be prepared to open their business. And so those are the areas that we assist in the startup capacity.
Before joining New York's Small Business Development Center, I read that you worked up through the ranks in the Pennsylvania system. So I'm curious, are there any strategies from the Quaker State that you think New York's Small Business Development Center can implement?
the reason why I think we continue to do well and grow as a resource partner in the state of New York is just trying to get our name out there and the awareness of the resources that are available for free to our residents here, small business owners. But those partnerships and collaborations are really important. So with other government agencies or state agencies that are really focused on small businesses, that is a great way to have different people around the table with ideas for programs. I work very closely with our Department of Community and Economic Development, which was great on looking at ways that we can serve all different types of industries of small business owners, whether it was rural entrepreneurs or minority entrepreneurs or creative entrepreneurs, because they do have that difficulty of seeing themselves as from an artist to a business owner. It's just being able to develop programs that really make sense and give these entrepreneurs and business owners an opportunity to become successful. And so I think that's really important. So I'm not going to pinpoint one policy or an idea. I think just getting rid of the red tape of business owners when it comes to, I know, unfortunately, a lot of them have talked about access to capital being an issue, taxes, as well as property taxes and able to find a location if they are looking at brick and mortar. The other assistance that we have been doing especially during the pandemic is e-commerce and digital transformation. So I feel like that is another area where in the state of New York, we can continue to support our small businesses to have other options and ways to sell their services and products. So I think there's just an opportunity there in general to continue to communicate, serve each other, and partner where we can find some really great spaces to create some great things.
With federal and state COVID dollars drying up in terms of money for business support, do you envision your work in 2022 looking different than 2021, or is there going to be a lot of overlap still?
There will still be some overlap on just the sustainability side of it. What we're also seeing is a lot of individuals that retire or resigned from their position. I know the pandemic has put people's priorities in shift priorities where they want the flexibility. And so that also has increased our referral and pipeline into individuals looking to start a business. So there is some overlap of like what the pandemic has or the results of the pandemic. And so we're seeing a lot of individuals wanting to start a business or consult or look at opportunities to continue to work, but not at their former organization. And so there's an overlap there. With federal and state dollars, there are new initiatives from the governor's office, especially around the micro enterprises and underserved community or underserved minority businesses. So of course, we are going to continue to support those initiatives on the state side and work with industries and minority business owners that are looking to grow and start their business.
And finally, if there's a business owner listening to us right now and they're interested in accessing some of the SBDC services, how should they go about doing that?
So they can go to our website. It's www.nysbdc.org. And so on that website, they will find all of the information about the educational programs. They're hybrid, so they're virtual or in person. The different topics vary from, like, as I mentioned, there's startup focus as well as established business types of programming. They can also look and see which of the regional offices serve their counties. So we have 22 centers across the state of New York, and we cover all of the counties, both upstate and downstate. And so you'll be able to look at the locations that serve you and look at the types of educational programming. But then on the technical assistance side, we do provide one-on-one consulting, and that's free and confidential services to help you start and grow your business. And technical assistance can be, as I mentioned, market research, industry research, looking at pricing, your competitors, assisting you with your business model and business planning tools, your financial projections, anything when it comes to the gamut of running a business. The SBDC advisors and consultants can be able to step you along through that process, and you don't have to feel like you are alone in it, because as a business owner, there's different types of businesses across the nation, across the world. But when you're starting something, it can be scary or it can be intimidating to go out in waters, uncharted territory. So you have people there that have seen all different types of case-by-case situations with different business owners over time and be able to assist you and help you and also be a listening ear.
Well, we've been speaking with Sonia Smith, State Director for the New York Small Business Development Center. Sonia, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.